Thank you, and thank you, everyone, for listening to your local radio station. I know they appreciate it. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here for the good stuff. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine, Nebraska area and Cherry County. 4 million acres, 6,000 people, and 600,000 cows. So that's what we're all about down here in the area. So, of course, agriculture is where it's all at, but recreation, the scenic Niobrara River, the Nebraska Star Party coming up this summer at the International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. You can find out more about our area by going to visitvalentine.com or .org.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News, because that's what ranchers read. They have comprehensive coverage on everything that is agriculture. We're talking cattle, horses, rodeo. Everything. It's what ranchers read, and you can get your copy arriving to your home. Just go online, tsln.com, for the details.
Today on the program, I'm going to share something about Because I'm a Man, and I'm going to see what Kim's got to read for us first.
Well, I've got a piece for the girls.
Okay, you go first. Girls right. First.
For all the girls, the author is unknown on this. When I was in my younger days, I weighed a few pounds less. I wouldn't hold my tummy in to wear a belted dress. But now that I'm older, I've set my body free. There's comfort in elastic where once my waist would be. Inventor of those high-heeled shoes, my feet have not forgiven. I have to wear a 9 now. But I used to wear a 7. And how about those pantyhose? They're sized by weight, you see. So how come when I put them on, the crotch is at my knees? I need to wear these glasses as the prints are getting smaller. And it wasn't very long ago, I know, that I was taller. Though my hair has turned gray and my skin no longer fits, on the inside, I'm the same old me. Just the outside's changed a bit. Funny about the pantyhose. I don't even know if the new generation knows what we're talking about.
That might be true.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid so.
On a previous program, I had some information about women, and now I've got some things because I'm a man.
Well, I really enjoyed the other one, so I'm looking forward to this one.
I'm going to share a few of these today, and I'll save a few for another program. Because I am a man, when I lock my keys in the car, I will fiddle with a coat hanger long after hypothermia has set in. Calling AAA is not an option. I will win.
Oh, dear.
Because I'm a man, when the car isn't running very well, I will pop the hood and stare at the engine as if I know what I'm looking at. If another man shows up, one of us will say to the other, I used to be able to fix these things, but now with all these computers and everything, I wouldn't know where to start. We will then drink a couple of beers and move on.
There you go.
Because I am a man, when I catch cold, I need someone to bring me soup and take care of me while I lie in bed and moan. You're a woman. You never get as sick as I do. So for you, this is not a problem.
Cute.
Because I'm a man, I can be relied upon to purchase basic groceries at the store, like beer, milk, or bread. I cannot be expected to find exotic items like cumin or tofu. For all I know, these are the same thing. I'll share one more of those for you today. Because I'm a man, when one of our appliances stops working, I will insist on taking it apart, despite evidence that this will just cost me twice as much once the repair person gets here and he has to put it all back together again. Because I am a man, and I do not have an author on that one as well, but they're kind of funny for us.
They are, definitely. Well, and I've been sharing rules to teach your son, and I've got more of those to share today. Carry two handkerchiefs. The one in your back pocket is for you. The one in your breast pocket is for her. Experience the serenity of traveling alone. I think that's a valuable lesson.
Nothing like some good windshield time to think things out.
That's right. Never be afraid to ask out the best looking girl in the room.
You never know.
That's right. Never turn down a breath mint. That's boys and girls.
True.
A sport coat is worth 1,000 words.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome. Try writing your own eulogy. Never stop revising it.
Oh, good idea.
There you go. Thank a veteran. Then make it up to him. Eat lunch with the new kid.
The new kid on the block.
That's right. After writing an angry email, read it carefully, then delete it.
Delete.
Delete, delete.
Let's have another one.
All right. Ask your mom to play. She won't let you win.
She may not.
That's right.
Thanks for listening out there on great radio stations like Goodland, Kansas, KLOE. Glad to have them at 7:30 a.m. And that's the good stuff.